some good reasons why people might want to investigate something other than your standard cab over Japanese truck.
Yeah, look, I think one of the reasons is the same reason why we're planning to conquest the van market. It's the built-in safety features that our product has. It's the comfort that we offer. And I think compared to a cab over, the overall drive experience is superior. And I suppose it's the flexibility of our range as well. So that's really the main reason we'll be expecting to have a conversation with those current light truck owners.
And greater capacity than the superseded model, an extra 500 kilos. So we're getting up to 5.5 tons, which is a pretty good size for a light duty truck.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously once you hit over that kind of 4.5-5 ton mark, you need to get a heavy duty license. So. So we're expecting that to kind of tick a few boxes with those buyers who take those light trucks, and it's a pretty diverse market. So, you've got fleets as well as individual owners as well.
Okay. The general overview, it's been a lot of work put into this vehicle over the years, even including a new plant in Poland. You must be really happy with how things stand, not just for the new Crafter, but where transport is going, and it's good times for the commercial vehicle segment. For Volkswagen.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the commercial vehicle market in Australia is strong, which is a positive place to be. And, we've got now what we believe is kind of now the complete lineup in light commercial vehicles. The Caddy's 61% market share. Transport is running at record levels. And it's selling on its USPs, its drivability, packaging, and just going from strength to strength. And then obviously Amarok, V6 engine has really hit a note with the Australian consumer.
Yep.
The demand for power, the demand for capacity is still alive and well in this market. And we've seen a shift now in our production mix or in the demand from customers. It's now pushing up towards 80% for V6 Amarok, which is even beyond our expectations. But the great thing is we can supply that, and with the introduction of a more powerful ultimate model 580 with a few extra features, we want to make sure we maintain that power leadership Yep. position. And with the core model now offering a more affordable, more utilitarian offering in the V6 is definitely something that customers have been asking for. Going to the rural shows, we've got a pretty good presence there.
Yep.
And also the camping and caravanning shows, there's a demand for those vinyl floors, the ease of cleaning them, a bit more rough and ready.
Yep.
And then combine that with the power and that flexibility of that V6 engine through four-wheel driving, through towing, through even grand touring. It is a package which is really working for us and our customers.
Talking about rural areas, it's something that probably can't be understated, is that there is a very good presence for Volkswagen commercial vehicles outside of the major cities as well, isn't there? And maybe it's something that people are as clued up about as perhaps they could be, that if you do live outside a major city, there's plenty of opportunities to get one of these vehicles.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the strength of the commercial vehicle brand. It actually boosts the entire Volkswagen brand, having a really strong commercial product, and also having Four Motion across T6, across Amarok, and now obviously across Crafter as well, means that we appeal to a wider range of customers, and it definitely supports our rural network.
Yeah. Just on Crafter, 59 different variants. There's a Crafter for everybody and every need, isn't there? How do you see the splits going in terms of cab chassis to double cab chassis to van? Are we going to see probably more skewed towards the dual wheels and the higher capacity? How do you see it sort of panning out over the next couple of years?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I think I think front-wheel drive will surprise us. I think front-wheel drive will be a really big seller for us, especially when we look at the metro markets. We look at couriers. We look at owner-operators, either in that market or in other small businesses. We think that the front-wheel drive is definitely going to offer them the flexibility. But at the same time, we're expecting to see the continuation of the cab chassis market growth. And then, as you mentioned before, the having now the 5.5 GVM also opens the door to other customers as well. You know, and, you know, there's it's important that we don't forget the one or two fleet market. You know, we're concentrating on the entire market. You know, we've got a fleet team that's really focused on going after the really big customers. But also at the same time, we've got a really strong dealer network, as you mentioned before, strong marketing communications, which will target those user choosers, the small business owners, and the owner operators.
And that lower floor in that front wheel drive model, that'll be the main selling point, do you think, to go for the what is essentially the entry variant?
Yeah, I think the lower floor, and as we know, the lower floor also gives you added volume inside.
Yep.
It also gives you a little bit more maneuverability around the cities. Gives you a slightly lower entry level price as well.
Yep.
So all of that adds up. I think we'll see that the market is accepting front wheel drive. We've seen, you know, a few of the other competitors do really well in front wheel drive, and that's, you know, why we think it's an opportunity there for us.
Okay, crystal ball. We're talking in 5 years' time. How do you think it's gone? And, you know, how do you think the LCV market is going to go over the next 5 years? Will it continue on as we've seen?
Yeah, I think it's going to go from strength to strength. I mean, it's amazing to think where the LCV market has come from, and especially if you look at the growth of the pickup. You know, the pickup now, 1 in 5 cars. You know, about 18 months ago, I was talking about 1 in 6 when I was presenting to our team or to Germany, and to think it's even gone from strength to strength. So we're expecting, you know, the market to stay strong. We're expecting, obviously, a next phase of growth to come out of the Crafter as we launch the full range and we conquest into that market. But at the same time, there's still opportunity with Caddy. You know, Caddy, we're 61% market share, but there's still opportunity in that market. There's still a massive amount of opportunity with T6 because we're about 10% market share in that product, and we know that we've got a fantastic offering. And then Amarok, again, you know, we're sitting around about that 5% market share with the what we believe is the most superior product in market, with an engine which is really ticking the boxes for all of our customers. So we're expecting still a lot of growth there for us.